Hey guys, Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation review. Today we're going to be reviewing the CAO Flathead Steel Horse. So, Steel Horse, of course, is based on motorcycle culture. This particular size is the Ape Hanger, which is a motorcycle term that I am unfamiliar with. It sounds terrible, but I'm sure it's some kind of sort of cool motorcycle move. You can see this is a big cigar. It's actually a smaller ring gauge than I thought it was. I thought this was over 60 ring gauge, but this is actually a 5.5 inch by 58 ring gauge. It's going to be a long smoke. Looking forward to it. So let's get started. Check out the nose on this, see what we can find. And it's a barnyard leather on the wrapper. And then some hay and spice in the foot. So I'm going to pre-toast. Now I'm using a single torch for this. For 58 ring gauge, I might suggest a double torch or a triple torch. But I'm going to go with a single torch because that's just how I roll properly this time. All right, so that's nice and toasted. V-cutter time. Oh, look at that. V-cutter won't fit. What am I to do? So this is, as you can see, the cap on this is quite flat. It's, I believe, meant to emulate a spark plug. So I'm going to get out my trusty Zycar. So I'm going to have to get a guillotine cutter here. All right, so the V-cutter is not going to work here because it won't accommodate a ring gauge this size. So I'm going to go with the perfect cut bulletproof cutter here. Just big enough to cut the cap, and the nice thing about the bulletproof cutter is you can't cut too deep on the cap. So the draw is perfect. Now for lighting, I am going to use my trusty Zycar triple torch. This lighter is a tank. I've had this for like 3 or 4 years. I've beaten the snot out of it. Still working well. Obviously puts out a heck of a lot of flame here, so I'm going to keep it way away from the cigar so I don't burn the heck out of it. Medium minus spices in the retrohale. The draw is kind of a pleasant, creamy cedar. The sweet aftertaste. Pretty decent start. So, first has established itself. Spice is more of a pepper, and almost a red, like a hot red pepper. And it's medium plus, and it's picking up in strength. So it's evolved quite a bit from the initial medium minus spices to something that has got quite a bit of bite to it on the retrohale. Still a nice creamy draw on it with a sweet finish. Kind of a nice counterbalance to the retrohale. So the first third is settled in here. And if you follow my reviews, you know I'm not usually a huge fan of, in fact, almost never a huge fan of larger engaged cigars. What's interesting about this is it's got a lot of nuance to it, and I'm surprised. The retrohale does have some nice bite to it, but the flavor profile in the first third is really, dare I say the word, elegant. It's creamy, it's sweet, it's enjoyable, and I actually find myself struggling to set it down between draws. I'm actually smoking a little bit fast. The retrohale is kind of calmed down now. I mean, there's some lingering pepper, but it's not as it was almost a full body pepper just a few minutes ago, and now it's kind of come back down and more balanced. We'll see how this first third proceeds. So, I would say 3/4 of the way through the first third now, the pepper is really backed off on the retrohale, and it's back to medium minus spices, which is a nice counterpoint to the draw, which again is just this really creamy sweetness. It's not overpowering. It's about the same strength. It's about a medium minus. Tends to linger with you a little bit between draws. So far, so good. I was not expecting the flavor profile of this. I was expecting it to be something different. Perhaps because it's got that motorcycle motif, you know, maybe I was expecting it to be kind of in your face. But maybe it's to embody the motorcycle culture of just riding and relaxing, and it is a very relaxing cigar. So we'll keep going and see what it has to offer in the middle third. So as I wrap up the first third here, I think the word I would use for this is approachable. And again, a little surprising. I don't know what my expectations were, but obviously they're incorrect. Getting a little bit of cedar as I go into the middle third here. Pretty enjoyable. Nice relaxing first third. I think if I were talking pairings, this is a cigar that absolutely begs to be paired with beer, a lager, an ale. I could go scotch as well, but I think this cigar really screams for a nice tall beer. And I wish I had a beer today. It'd be just perfect. But we'll come back at the middle third here and see where this is going. So as you can see, I'm most of the way through the middle third here, just about ready to take off the wrapper. Prominent notes in the middle third were sweet dry cedar on the draw, some light spices with light pepper finish on the retrohale. I did get a little bit of earthiness, which kind of came in and then disappeared about halfway through the middle third. And I did get some vegetal notes about halfway through as well in the retrohale. Had a bit of a bitter finish. Didn't last very long, only maybe 3-4 minutes, and then kind of disappeared. One thing of note that might seem really inconsequential, appreciated especially on a really large band like this for band collectors when it comes off in one piece. Don't have to rip it. Glue just nicely detaches. Makes it really easy to get it off without damaging the wrapper and put it in your book or whatever jar that you're keeping. It's a small thing, but it is definitely appreciated. Just hit the 1.5 hour mark. Winding down the middle third, getting a little bit of leather now. Found the middle third a little bit flat compared to the first third. It's still very, very enjoyable and smokable, but just more flavor complexity going on in the first third for me. I'm actually surprised at smoking as fast as it is. Normally with a 5.5x58, I would kind of expect close to a 2-hour, 30-minute smoking time. Now, I still have probably about 45 minutes left on this because it is a big ring gauge cigar. Come back and see where we're at with the final third when it starts to settle in. All right, so we're into the last third here. The sweetness that I was getting pretty much all throughout the first and second third really gone in the last third. It's mostly cedar, and it's a light cedar. On the retrohale, getting a little bit of barbecue, but again, it's very light. I am picking up a little bit more of that vegetal that I was picking up earlier. Again, it's all quite light. It sort of blends in nicely together, though none of the notes are running over each other. And I am getting a bit of an earthy finish on the retro. So barbecue, vegetal, a little bit of earthiness to wrap it up with each retro. It's good. Well, just passing the 2-hour mark now. Probably halfway into the middle third. Not a lot of profile changes. I think it's going to finish up around 2 hours, 15 minutes. It's an enjoyable smoke. I wouldn't go for something this large because I'm not a big fan of the large ring gauge cigars. But I think this is remarkably approachable for a lot of smokers. This would be a good choice for a beginner smoker because it's not going to blow their palate away. It's going to give them some different flavors to play with on the palate. I don't know what the pricing is. We'll have that on a written review. But, not a bad smoke, for especially considering the size and that I normally don't enjoy larger ring gauge and larger cigars. Appreciate you guys checking out this video review. Make sure to check out the written review on CigarFederation.com and check out Cigar Federation for more information, news, etc. If you like our reviews, if you like our videos, make sure to like the videos and subscribe to our YouTube channel.